Ladies and gentlemen, it's time to meet your hosts for this evening's cabaret entertainment. If they were ministers, they'd be prime ministers. If they were numbers, they'd be prime numbers. And if they were fillets of beef, they'd be quite delicious. They're also more than capable of making intelligent small talk at any social gathering on subjects varying from contemporary dance to EastEnders to medieval cake stuffing. Yes, they're raring to go, so would you please welcome Dean Casper, Wilf Ding, and Brian Silvery!
There to our house band, the Big Buzzard Boogie Band.
Good evening and welcome to the show. I'm Will.
I'm Dan.
And I'm Ben.
Now, if you remember last week, we announced our Salt of the Earth Award. We asked you to nominate someone who you consider to be a salt of the earth. The saltiest person will then receive a bag of salt.
And surprisingly, the winning entry was a Mrs. Salty, who generously lent her neighbour some salt on two separate occasions.
Now, unfortunately, Mrs. Salty, you'll have to wait for your salt prize, because while carrying it in tonight, I spilt it.
Well, all of it?
Yeah, that's why I was late. I spent 2 hours scooping it up and throwing it all over my shoulder.
Why were you doing that?
Well, that's what you do when you spill salt. You have to throw it over your shoulder to knock off the devil.
No. You've got the devil on your shoulder, right? Mm-hmm. So how's he going to feel if you start flicking salt in his face? I mean, what you should do is turn round, apologise to the devil, sweep up the salt and throw it in a bin.
No, an apology isn't enough. This is the devil we're talking about. Would he be happy with that? No, what you have to do is sweep up the salt and then throw a small gift over your shoulder.
Hang on, though. Then you're just throwing a gift in his face. Instead of salt, you know, better off.
Especially if you're giving him a gift of some salt. Anyway, look, there just isn't time to worry about this now because it's time to introduce this week's special guest. Please welcome Neris Hughes.
Now, Neris, thanks very much for coming on the show.
Pleasure.
Now, of course, you're a huge television star, and I'm sure the question on everyone's lips is, are you superstitious?
Yes, I am.
And what particular superstitions do you have?
Well, I'm very superstitious about people asking me about my superstitions.
Oh, right, I'm very sorry about that.
And people apologising.
Right, okay.
It's unlucky, that's all.
Well, I always think that mirrors are unlucky. I mean, if you break a mirror, they can bring up to 7 years bad hair.
Exactly.
It's almost as bad as saying Macbeth.
Don't say that. Never say Macbeth. You must always refer to it as the Scottish play.
Oh, what about walking under ladders?
No, you must always call them the Scottish steps.
The number 13?
The Scottish number 13. Look, please stop. You're cursing me with bad luck.
I'm sorry.
And never apologise.
Right,
look, I'm
right.
Going to sit over there at the back, out of the way.
Ow! Oh, what terrible luck. Skidded on the Scottish banana, fell over and hit my Uncle Hamish and went down the muck cellar. Ladies and gentlemen, Neris Hughes!
It's those bastions of the British Empire, the Blah Men.
Absolutely stuffed.
Absolutely full of food.
Damn fine meal.
Absolutely delicious.
Dear manager of this club, I must write to congratulate you on the excellence of your salmon fumet. Finest I've ever tasted. Yours, Colonel Blinn, Strapshire.
Dear member of this club, re-restaurant, strongly recommend Goujons de Canard. Absolutely mouth-watering. Takes me back to the war. Yours, Colonel Formington Whiff, arse.
Good job. Dear Queen and Royal Family, hope you're well, etc., etc., recommend OBE to manager of our club. Finest rum barber ever. takes me back to the Raj.
The Raj. Raj. Raj.
Raj. Army summer evening.
Cocktails on the run.
Oh, tigers. Tigers.
That's neat. That's neat. That's neat. That's neat.
I really love your tiger feet. Your tiger feet. Your tiger feet.
That marvellous man.
Gentlemen, be seated.
What's this?
What?
Damn fool, you've set on my cigar.
Set on your cigar. Did he bullshit, didn't he?
Shouldn't have left it there. Bound to happen.
But dear manager of this club, must complain about the sitting on of cigars. I was outraged at the...
BBC. Wish to express concern over leaving of cigars on seats by arse-ridden nincompoops of the first order.
Dear Gloria Honeyford. Got any spare cigars?
Dear Delia Smith. Please marry me.
Lovely girl.
Lovely
girl.
Lovely Delia. Nothing compares to you.
Nothing compares.
Nothing compares to you. No! Oh.
Oh. What?
3 o'clock!
3 o'clock?
Hello, class.
Hello.
Now, come on, everyone. I think we can do better than that. Remember, you're supposed to be learning English as a foreign language, so let's try that again. Good morning, class.
Good morning.
That's better. Some of you are beginning to get some excellent, stupid foreign accents. Today, I want to move on to English as a foreign language for English people, Module 2. Down on the farm. Okay, Paul, how about this? What is this?
It's a pig.
Now, Paul, in foreign, please. Come on, Paul, any foreign accent you like. How about general European?
It's a pig.
Okay, good, everyone. It's a big pig.
It's a big pig.
Very good.
Margaret?
Yes, Bill?
I was just wondering, if we're talking in general European, is it still all right to say, what is the word, before saying big pig?
It's what is the word, big pig? Yes, 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 that's be fine. Or another option would be, how you say. Let's try that. Yes, Bill, try asking for the time and include... how you say in the question.
What is the how you say time?
Nice try, Bill, but can anyone remember a better way of asking the time, which we covered last week? Paul, you try.
Excuse please. Do you have the how you say the hour, please? Yes.
Good, Paul. Now, quick revision before we finish. I'll show you a picture and I'll ask you to describe it. And you can do it using English as any foreign language, okay? First picture, Neil.
I think it's a bowl of fruit with pears and apple.
Wow, well done, Neil. Good. Bill, what's this one?
It's a big piece of chocolate cake, isn't it?
Okay, Bill, good. Though remember, Welsh doesn't really count as a foreign language. We'll be doing that in more detail in Module 7, along with colonials. Now then, Paul?
Yeah, yeah, it's lots of happy people, and I'm thinking they're making the good times in the whoopee, yes? Because they have the big smiles all over the places, and I'm thinking maybe they spank
That's
each other with...
That's enough,
the...
Paul. Yeah. Last one, Neil.
This is sausages in a soft bang.
Yes, yes, good, Neil. Well done, everyone. Next week, we're looking at American as a foreign language. So for your assignment, I'd like you to wander around London looking for the nearest McDonald's and asking the way to Berghaus Palais. See you next week.
Bye.
Silence in court, please. Silence. Thank you. I now call for the counsel for prosecution to cross-examine the witness.
Thank you, my lad. Now, sir, I would like you to consider, if you will, the night of the 22nd of September. You say in your sworn statement that after a night drinking with some friends, you decided to walk home rather than take the bus, getting home at around 11:30.
No.
This leads me... Sorry?
That's not true.
I see. So you did not get home at 11:30?
No.
But nevertheless, you were out with friends on the night of the 22nd?
Yes.
Right. So after leaving the crown and scepter...
No.
You'd... What?
It was the king's head.
Right. Right. But you did return home to 22 Latchmere Terrace?
No.
You didn't return home to Latchmere Terrace?
No, I live at 9 Westfield Road.
Right. Right. I see. I see. You are Mr. Stephen Betchworth.
Michael Bates.
Michael Bates, I see. Milad, is this court number 4?
Number 15. Court 4 is down the corridor.
No further questions, Your Honour.
Radio 2 FM.
Cop night here on Radio 2. Our programme starts at 7 o'clock with Banged to Rights, in which DJ Steve Wright and footballer Ian Wright talk about their most successful sexual conquests. And then at 8 we present Please Breathe Into This Bag, in which people with halitosis try to offend Barbara Cartland. Then at 9 o'clock, our new gritty crime series, Simpson and Marsh. Jack Simpson and Harry Marsh are nice cop, nasty cop.
Hey, would you like to smoke a cigarette?
Or would you like one shoved up your nose?
This week, Simpson and Marsh are joined by Mike Butler in Nice Cop, Nasty Cop, Mad Cop.
Come on, Perkins. Just tell us where the money is. We'll say no more about it.
Right, Perkins, listen up.
Lemon cheesecake. Arrgh!
Don't put me in the cupboard, Mummy. So, Mr. Bond. Twigs!
Do you understand?
That's Simpson and Marsh with Butler, all part of Cop Night here on Radio 2.
So what you are trying to tell the court is that you have never met the accused, you do not own a wetsuit, and you have never drunk 15 pints of creme de menthe.
That's correct.
Right, right. So I guess I'd be right in thinking that you are not Mrs. Eileen Peters.
No.
No further questions, my lord. I was just wondering, court 4?
Down the corridor.
Right, right.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Big Buzzard Boogie Band.
Since I hear going all around town, the people say you're trying to put the kid down. Now, now, oh Lord, and what you did, you call it what you want, I call it messing with the kid. You take my car and drive around town, you tell everybody you're gonna put me down. Yeah. Lord, and what you did.
Another top day in management consultancy for us both, I hope.
Absolutely. I was running my favourite course today, teaching people to learn. You see, as a management consultant, I can't teach them anything. I can only help them to teach themselves. Yourself?
I was running one of my favourite courses, Learning to Learn, to Learn to Learn, by helping to help to learn to teach people to learn.
Sorry I'm late, chaps. The time efficiency course I was giving overran.
Well, not to worry. Now you're here, Gavin. Let's just crack on with the first of our modules, maximising our evening's enjoyment.
Yeah, good thought. Any initial ideas?
Why don't we just go with my suggestion, getting pissed. I'll just put that up on the board.
I don't want to get pissed.
Neither do I.
Okay, interesting. Let's just try to role-play the situation. In your own time, okay. Away you go.
I don't want to get pissed.
Neither do I.
Okay, good. Good role-play. I think something very clear has come out of that role-play, and that's getting pissed not popular. Let me instead suggest an alternative that we maximise our inebriation potential through increased alcohol intake.
Now I'm back on board,
yeah,
Rory.
Count me in, Rory.
Excellent. In that case, let's just crack on with our final module, Who's Buying the Drinks? Now, for this, I always use the three Gs. Get the drinks in. Go and get the drinks in. Gavin, go and get the drinks in.
Three Gs plan, a very old hat, Rory. Nowadays, I prefer a more modern technique. It's the acronym SIMBATER.
And what does that stand for?
SIMBATER, surely it must be Tony's round.
So, Tony, it's your round.
Well, let me just say at the outset, Gavin, I can't get you drunk. I can only help you to get yourself drunk.
Okay, Tony, so if you were to help me by buying me a drink, then we'll both achieve our aims.
Bollocks.
Good. Any response to that, Gavin?
Yes, Tony, you are an arse.
Are you calling me an arse?
What would you say if I said, yes, I am calling you an arse?
I'd knee you in the nadgers.
Gavin, what would you do if Tony here kneed you in the nadgers?
Ooh, talking a high-pitched voice, I expect.
Shall we just try role-playing that?
Sure. Ooh. Tony, you are an arse.
Ooh.
You're absolutely right. My round.
So do you seriously expect the court to believe that you have never heard of anyone involved in this case? You weren't even aware of the murder?
Court 4 is next door.
Thank you, my lad.
Radio 2 FM.
It's Cop Night here on Radio 2. Coming up in half an hour, it's Wycliffe, a one-off discussion show in which people discuss why Cliff Richard is so famous. And we'll also be celebrating 50 years of the relationship between law enforcement and bell ringing, with Peel's Peeling Peelers Peel Appeal. John Peel urges the Yorkshire Constabulary to continue their good work at the Church of St Mary's.
Yeah, John Peel, please keep it up, and that track is now available on vinyl on the PC Chiming label. John Peel.
That's Peel's Peeling Peelers Peel Appeal. Coming up later. Then after the news, we present another episode of Simpson and Marsh. Tonight, the Nice Cop, Nasty Cop team are joined by Steve Nixon, Rhyming Cop.
Look, Perkins, you can't run.
We found the fingerprints on your gun.
Where's the gear, you scumbag?
Have you hidden them in your bum bag?
We don't want to hurt you, Perkins.
Do you fancy some pickled gherkins?
Look, you're not helping, Sarge.
Sorry about that, Parge.
That's Cop Night here on Radio 2.
And now it's time for the Curry Goat play, this week entitled
Oliver with a Twist.
The scene, a foggy day in London town. The market stall holders are setting out their wares.
Who will buy my red, red wine? goes for 3 quid.
Rive strawberries, rive!
Dodgy videos today, mistress. Dodgy videos today, mistress.
Thank you. Now, as I was saying, this is desperate, guys. We've got no money, no food, no prospects. If we want to get some sort of work, we're going to have to blend in with these lovable Cockney types.
Cool, strike a light, knock it on the head and give it a portion. Do what in it, gov?
What's he talking about? We can't even speak like Cockneys.
Now, that's easy, right? The first rule is you always say apples with everything, OK? So it's like apples and pears, stairs. Apples and strife, wife.
Or you just say plates of. Plates of meat, feet. Plates of strife, wife. Plates of, tapples, apples.
Right, so if you wanted to ask someone for a plate of apples, you'd say, could I have an apple and slate of plates of tapples?
Yeah, exactly.
So I don't really see how speaking Cockney is going to earn us a living.
Perhaps I can help you. Allow me to introduce myself. I'm Fagin. Come and work for me and there'll be a roof under your feet and hot food on my plate every night of the week.
What do you reckon, guys?
Oh, I don't know.
Well, it's a generous offer. I mean, apples and plenorous plates of boffa.
What?
Nothing.
This way, my merry boys. Come down into my cellar.
Wow! Look at it.
What a dump.
It may not look much to you boys, just a few walls, a couple of mattresses, an old orange crate, but to me, well, to me, it's an attractively situated low-level apartment. A spacious and well-appointed property with lots of development potential.
Hang on, are you...
Yes, an estate agent. Down on me luck. The years haven't been kind to me. But with your help, boys, maybe, just maybe, I can turn it around. I've not got much, but what I have is yours. Unless someone puts in a more attractive offer, of course.
Of course.
So, until then, make yourselves at home and consider yourself well in...
Easy, girl.
Oh, sorry about that. Right, my fine lads. In return for free rent, I'm going to set you to work as pickpockets. Very simple, all you have to do is distract your fine, gentle, fancy lady, then you whips whatever's in the pockets. So, off you goes! Ah, me lovely boys, you've done well. Welcome back to the bosom of my family.
Okay, stop that now, Fagin, please.
Well, boys, what riches have you bought me?
Well, I got a wallet and a couple of credit cards.
I nicked some cash and a gold watch.
And what did you get, my lovely?
Some handkerchiefs.
Handkerchiefs?
Yeah. What?
Nothing. I can always use more handkerchiefs.
If you don't want them.
No, I'm sure they're lovely now. Off you go again, but before you go, let me just say, cheerio, Bubby.
Not back now. Soon.
We're back.
What have you managed to pickpocket today, me lovelies?
I got some more hankies.
Oh, well, they're always useful.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
And I got a couple of wallets, a bedside table, and this chandelier.
And look what I got, these lovely Tiffany lamps and a sofa bed for the guest room. It's amazing what people have in their pockets if you just look hard enough.
All right, boys, it's looking good. The dining room's nearly finished, but don't forget the new conservatory. So, off you go.
All right. Okay.
Yeah, guys, look what I've got.
What?
Well, it took a lot of pockets, but I finally managed to find someone with pockets full of just the right shade of lemon yellow for the upstairs bathroom. And a maroon pelmet for the master bedroom.
Fantastic.
Let's have a look. Hang on. What's this?
What?
In your pocket, it's a receipt. A receipt for some paint and a miscellaneous household fitting.
A receipt? Oh, Will. Is there something you want to apples and picksplain?
All right, I admit it. I'm fed up with picking pockets. And I knew you wanted this stuff, so I bought it. I've been buying stuff for weeks. There, I've said it. And there's something else I've got to say. I've got a job in media sales.
What?
Actually, I'm working in the city. As a derivatives trader.
Look, the handkerchief futures are huge at the moment.
And I've got a job delivering pizzas.
Well, top.
Well done.
Great.
Well, no, it's just temporary, you know.
Yeah, I'm sure.
It's cash in hand.
Really,
sure.
Good. Well done. Well, look, guys, I really think we should go and tell Fagin about all this. Fagin, we've got something to say.
Excuse me, but what on earth are you doing in my house?
What do you mean?
I just moved in. I don't want grubby little urchins like you devaluing my property. Now get out!
I don't believe it. We've been stitched up by Fagin. We spent 6 months doing up this place and she's flogged it off.
See ya, boys. The property market's booming and I'm back on top of the heap. I've done the place up and made a bundle. Oh, yeah.
Stop it!
Can't believe it.
All our lovely things gone. Have you got a handkerchief, Ben?
No.
Plates of Zolox.
Well, we've nearly reached the end of the show, which is marked by me saying, well, we've nearly reached the end of the show. So that means that now we're at the end of the show. So that really is it.
Good night!
You've been listening to the Curried Goat Radio Show. It was written and performed by Will Ing, Ben Silburn and Dan Gaster, with special guest Neris Hughes. Music was by the Big Buzzard Boogie Band, and the theme was composed by Nick King and Lawrence Frewer. The broadcast assistant was Linda Cobley, and the producer was Maria Esposito!